Hello, I'm Gary Roby, and this is A Call to Worship. Please stay tuned as we look at our new home, heaven. Heavenly Father, as you look down from your holy dwelling place in heaven, please bless us, your people. Thank you for sending your Son Jesus to provide a way that our sins can be taken away and we can be eternally in your presence with you in heaven. We're excited to see the place that you have prepared for us as our eternal home. We look forward to being with you by your amazing grace as a result of your love for us as your creation. Please bless the music and your word as we invest this time together in worship.
Should be the Just having the
You're listening to A Call to Worship as we think about heaven.
I'm gonna tell you about the coming of the judgment. Fare thee well, fare thee well. I'm gonna tell you about the coming of the judgment. Fare thee well, fare thee well. There's a better day coming. Fare thee well, fare thee well. There's a better day coming. Fare thee well, fare thee well. In that great getting up morning. Fare thee well, fare thee well. In that great getting up morning. Fare thee well, fare thee well. When you see the lightning flashing. Fare thee well, fare thee well. When you hear the thunder crashing. Fare thee well, fare thee well. When you see the stars are falling. Fare thee well, fare thee well. When you hear the chariots calling. Fare thee well, fare thee well. In that great getting up morning. Fare thee well, fare thee well. In that great getting up morning. Fare thee well, fare thee well. When you see the lightning flashing, when you hear the thunder crashing, when you see the stars are falling, when you hear the chariots calling, good news, good news, chariots coming, good news, good news, chariots coming, so glad, so glad, chariots coming, and I don't want to be left out.
There's a long white robe in the heaven, I know.
Long white robe in the heavens, I know. Long white robe in the heavens, I know.
I said good news.
Good news, chariots coming.
Good news.
Good news, chariots coming.
So glad.
So glad, chariots coming. And I don't want to be left out.
In that
great getting up morning. Fare thee well, fare thee well.
In that
great getting up morning. Fare thee well, fare thee well.
In that
great getting up morning. Fare thee well, fare thee well.
In that
great getting up morning. Fare thee well, fare thee well.
Thank you for listening to this Call to Worship. I want to thank those of you who have written to us or sent a message from our website, or if you have stopped by our Facebook page, thank you. We sincerely appreciate your prayer support and your donations to this ministry as you are led. Your tax-deductible gift can be sent to Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. Again, that address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon, 97504. You'll find us online at www.calltoworship.us. Our website allows you to conveniently and safely make a contribution. If you miss a portion of today's program, you're able to listen to this program as well as past programs on our website. That website address is calltoworship.us.
Fair and happy land where my poem promised land. Oh, who will come and go with me? I am bound for the promised land. I am bound for the promised land. All o'er those wide extended plains shines one eternal day. There God the sun forever reigns and scatters night away. I am bound for the promised land. I am bound for the promised land. Oh, who will come and go with me? I am bound for the promised land.
Our call to worship today is encouraging and a comfort to know that this world is not our home. We're just passing through. Heaven is waiting for those who know Christ.
There are moments in this life when it's hard to carry on. When I think about my father and all the loved ones that are gone. Friends and close relations somewhere on the other side. They've passed into forever, but the love will never die. Sometimes this tired world starts bringing my heart down, but you've got to bear the cross if you want to wear the crown. I often get impatient as Father Time keeps dragging on. I've waded through the darkness, now I'm ready for the dawn. I'm ready for the dawn. I want to see heaven where the faithful carry on. I want to see heaven, oh Lord. I want to see heaven where the pain of sin is gone. As I read the morning paper, I'm reminded once again, we're surrounded by evil, of a world that's dead in sin. And the only sane conclusion that my crazy mind can reach is to set my heart on heaven and to live the things I preach. So I'm living every moment as if each one was my last. Put my treasure where my heart is and forget about the past. And if Jesus comes tomorrow, I'll be ready to depart. As he leads me to my mansion, I'll be following my heart, following my heart.
I want to see heaven where the faithful carry on. I want to see heaven, oh, oh Lord. I want to see heaven. Yeah.
heaven. One of the things that makes heaven so awesome is that God dwells in heaven. Deuteronomy 26, verse 15. Now look down from your holy dwelling place in heaven and bless your people Israel and the land you swore to our ancestors to give us, a land flowing with milk and honey. And yet, heaven cannot contain him. 2 Chronicles 2. But who can really build him a worthy home? Not even the highest heavens can contain him. So who am I to consider building a temple for him, except as a place to burn sacrifices to him? Psalm 102. Let this be recorded for future generations, so that a people not yet born will praise the Lord. Tell them the Lord looked down from his heavenly sanctuary. He looked down to earth and heaven to hear the groans of the prisoners, to release those condemned to die. And in Matthew 6, Jesus instructed the disciples to pray this way, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. And heaven is where Jesus is. Mark 16, when the Lord Jesus had finished talking with them, he was taken up into heaven and set down in the place of honor at God's right hand. In Revelation 21, John describes the new heaven and earth, and he sees the new Jerusalem coming down from God out of heaven. Quote, And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them, and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And later in that same chapter, I saw no temple in the city, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are its temple. And the city has no need of sun or moon, for the glory of God illuminates the city, and the Lamb is its light. The nations will walk in its light, and the kings of the world will enter the city in all their glory. Its gates will never be closed at the end of the day, because there's no night there. And all the nations will bring their glory and honor into the city. Nothing evil will be allowed to enter. This is what it is like in the presence of God. And it's even better than that. Revelation 22, an angel showed John a river with the water of life, clear as crystal, flowing from the throne of God and of the Lamb. It flowed down the center of the main street. On each side of the river grew a tree of life, bearing 12 crops of fruit with a fresh crop each month. The leaves were used for medicine to heal the nations. No longer will there be a curse upon anything. We will be there in God's presence without the effects of the sin curse. We can't even imagine what it'll be like without the effects that we feel every day here on this planet. Every beautiful sunrise and sunset we see, every beautiful flower, waterfall, and the beauty we see in the special people in our lives is under the cloud of the sin curse here on this earth. Jesus has prepared this special home for us, John 14. Don't let your hearts be troubled. Trust in God and trust also in me. There's more than enough room in my Father's home. If this were not so, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? When everything is ready, I will come and get you so that you will always be with me where I am, so says Jesus Christ. And the love of God has made all of this possible. John 10, I give them eternal life, and they will never perish. No one can snatch them away from me. John 3:16-17. For God so loved the world so much that he gave his one and only Son, so that everyone who believes in him will not perish, but have eternal life. God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world would be saved through him. You see, our Heavenly Father has prepared a way that you can know for certain that you will have eternal life and be in heaven. 1 John 5, verses 11 through 15. This is what God has testified. He has given us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. Whoever has the Son has life. Whoever does not have God's Son does not have life. I've written this to you who believe in the name of the Son of God, so that you might know that you have eternal life. And we're confident that he hears us whenever we ask for anything that pleases him. And since we know he hears us when we make our requests, we also know that he will give us what we ask for. My friend, if you have not accepted God's gift of eternal life through his Son, and you want to have that assurance, then ask, and God will give it to you. Now is the time. Please, pray with me. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner. Please forgive me of my sins. I believe that Jesus died on the cross because of my sin and then rose again. I ask you to come into my life and save me. I accept you as the Lord of my life. Thank you. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen. If you prayed that prayer with me or would just like more information, then contact this station or let us know through our website or stop by our Facebook site. As a Christian, heaven is our eternal home. 1 Thessalonians 4, for the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words.
Oh,
call to worship today is focusing on heaven. Yes, heaven is a very real place, and is a place that Christ Himself is preparing for believers. I'm happy that you're listening today and pray that this program is comforting to you. Thank you for your letters and your financial support that keeps Call to Worship on your local station. Our mailing address is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. That address again is Call to Worship, 2070 Milligan Way, Medford, Oregon 97504. You're invited to stop by our Facebook page, and you can visit our website as well, www.calltoworship.us. You can make a tax-deductible contribution to this ministry on the website. You can listen to programs and find other valuable information, including a list of the songs that you've heard on today's program. That's calltoworship.us. Call to Worship is a broadcast ministry of the Dove Media Ministries of Medford, Oregon. And now may the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you His favor and give you His peace.
Shout!